Hey, what's going? Excuse me. Hey, what's going on, guys? So, quick update. My car is still in the shop. So, as some of you guys may not know, I need about almost $2,000 worth of work on my car. It's being fixed, but it's still being worked on. And you know, it is what it is. I'm here doing my thing. But I actually wanted to talk about a story. Of how my mom wanted me to believe all women, and this is kind of, I'm kind of paraphrasing it, but there was this one time, it was about 20 years ago, where we were driving, me and my parents were driving, and we saw a lady sitting on the ground crying, like out in the open, and we stopped because we thought it was a heat stroke, because this is like in like July or something. So it was a heat stroke. We thought it was a heat stroke. We thought she had passed out, been robbed, anything. So we just, as humans, we went out and were concerned. And there was this guy that walked up to us and was saying, "Hey, don't listen to her. She's crazy. She's not thinking right." And the girl was like, "Oh, You hit me. Sooner or later, a cop showed up. And, you know, I didn't think much of it. I mean, I was like a teenager. So I was just kind of like, you know, what's going on? And we, after the cops came, it was really none of our business. And we went inside of our car and left. But something that I never forgot. My mom said, such and such, basically me, she said, "You have to believe women. You have to believe women. You never know what they're going through. You never know what's being done to them. Just believe women." And I never really forgot that, because my dad agreed with her as well. "Yeah, yeah, listen to your mother." And I'm like, okay. You know, this is me at 15 years old. This is me at 15 years old. And, man, 20 years, and I still remember that. And I was so gullible. I was such a good soldier back then that, I really took that to heart. And now, I've been red pill. I've gone through red pill rage like twice. Seeing how bad women have become, and probably always have been to some extent, unfortunately, it's amazing how the brainwashing is that starts from home. It's amazing. I'm sorry. It's amazing. It should be a case study. It's like MK Ultra level. Here's my mom not knowing what's going on. And she trains her son to believe women just because. Instead of the father saying, "Wait a minute, we really don't know what's going on," he encourages that. And I never really had a chance until much later in life. I never had a chance. Just something that kind of struck me. And I always kind of think, what happened in that situation for it to get that way? Because, you know, when it comes to people creating a public image of sympathy, that's really the woman doing that. That's not the guy. The guy will handle this stuff in private. But if you need other people to see what you're doing, if it's like not in a defensive manner, but if it's in a manipulative manner, you're in the wrong automatically. So that's it. I just wanted to say that, and you know, just a little stories from 20 years ago, so. Yeah. All right. Bye, guys.